This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
This is the Random Order Show 127.
It's your boy Jay Richards, man. Amen. I'm in here. B-Baby Train in the building. Travon Richards.
What's going on, man?
Locked in.
Yes.
We got my man Shell Sebastian.
What up, what up,
what
up,
what's
up?
I don't know what the f*** that was.
That works. I mean, get a redo.
This is the Random Order Show 127.
It's your boy Jay Richards, man. Amen. I'm in here. B-Baby Train in the building. Travon Richards.
What's going on, man?
Locked in. This is my man, Shell Sebastian. The place to be, amen.
Hey, man. What up, man?
Yes, sir.
Man. Listen, man. We got a very red-hot swell episode on our hands. We covered many cutting-edge topics. Going on tiny planes. Professional whip scraps. We asked each other, what's your plat count? Again, living life smacked at it. If my animal could speak. And, of course, man, we had to wrap it all up with the ring camera video of the week. Amen.
Yeah.
Listen, man. www.randomorder.org. We got some red hot selects for you on there, man. Red hot tees.
Drugs.
Give me something, Jay Keys.
Turned up, all.
Trust me, bear ratings.
Jake Unit.
100.
Birdman.
Not done yet.
I knew something would feel right.
Birdman.
These are eagles.
Birdman.
Strapped with missiles.
Bird gang.
To the net.
Something like a vampire.
Holy.
Jay Keys. The one and only.
Locked in.
Look at him, man. Look at him work.
I heard that man got insurance on his fingers.
That's Pete.
Jay Keys, everybody. Yes,
oh, so. Shit. I didn't realize we was recording.
Yeah.
That's just me on my recreation.
Yeah. Yes.
Amen. Man. We back locked in, man.
Uh-huh.
Back, you know what
we always locked in.
Never
locked out.
Mm-mm.
Might have got a beat down from a little candlestick. Amen. If you will. Yes, sir.
I ain't get the memo to bring another fit.
Mm. Shit, man. Did you meet again? You know what I mean? Cozy for the evening. Little sweater.
Yeah, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Shout out to them Faze boys too, man.
Yeah.
Big Amen. Collabo right though.
Yeah,
man.
For real. Yeah.
Beautiful to see. They're killing it, man. It's like every week. I told Sebastian, I said, it's every week, it's Disney, it's OVO, it's beautiful is what it is, man.
I was just saying,
shout
man, I like moves,
guys, man.
Yeah. I like moves,
man.
And ideas.
Make moves, man.
And deals, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
That's a good move right there.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
When something makes sense, it's, you know what I'm saying?
It just is what it is.
It is what it is.
Amen.
It is what it is, man. Yeah.
Man, what you got? With my toilet paper, man. What's the, coming at me a certain way, man?
Nah, it's not even like that.
It was like that.
It was kind of like that, man. You just, you know what I mean? I just got a certain pressing. I just wasn't, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I just feel like that's just me doing my due diligence.
That's what's up.
You know what I'm saying? I went into the restroom and I grabbed the paper and I was like, wait, what the fuck?
For the rest of it.
Like, I got paper, for real. I was like, what is this, man? It's one ply shit. What's that about?
Is it one, though?
We might got the one ply in there. Yeah, single ply.
Damn.
Yeah. It's not really my choice. I'm more of a 2-3.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
You know what I'm saying? The reasonable. That's the civilized.
Yeah.
That's the range you should be in.
2-3.
Everyone deserves a 2-3. I think 4-5 is pushing it.
That's luxury.
Cool. We just came off the 4-5s.
Mm.
Oh, for real?
The bare joints.
I didn't know you was doing the 5s.
Yeah, we tested it out. Like I said, I'm typically in 2-3.
Shit, you go with Charmin?
We checked out the bare joint. It was unnecessary cloggings.
Yeah, 5 is going to be crazy.
Yeah. But this is the thing, though, like, because I catch myself, too, like, You know what I mean?
Doing the rap.
You don't really need that much.
No, you don't. Just one square.
So it's not the ply. It's part you too. You grabbing too much.
Yeah, I didn't know. You know what I mean? I didn't understand the power of the ply.
Right.
Yeah. No.
Right.
That's, you got to understand the power of the ply.
Real talk.
Real talk. Yeah. I was about to say, you said something very important. You said that's you. You got to know yourself. When I feel that ply right around my fingertips, I know not to do too much. Yeah. But I done been there where I done clocked some shit. And like, for some reason, honestly, I was just that kid where, okay, you know what I mean? TMI, I was a kid. What? Yeah, that's good. I was just using the bathroom. I had a heavier load, if you will.
You have your flow.
I have your
flow.
I don't think we could take that.
It was flowing. Yeah,
truth. Yeah, it flew out. So I had I was capable of big things. You feel me? And I always clogged toilets as a kid.
Right.
And I remember, like, I can literally tell you two different stories. One that you definitely know. Yo, Bridget.
Yo, you're not supposed to air my shit out. Nigga. I was ready to come out. Oh, okay. I just aired myself. So, nigga, I used to struggle with the same shit, if you will.
He tried to protect himself quick. No, man. I'm saying the story of us moving into Monaco. First thing we do, God rest her soul, man. Beautiful Auntie Reese came to visit her.
Came to see us, man. New house. You heard the Richards were on the bigger things.
Yeah,
little
man.
Come up, little, bro, you know what I mean?
If it wasn't for her, like, you know, we wouldn't even be born in Canada. So real it's talk. Like, this is a stepping stone of like, all right, they left the apartment. They left the apartment.
Amen.
False, man.
Amen.
Yeah.
Shot 17 Nights Bridge.
I was there.
Pissy hallways, man.
Pissy hallways.
Real talk.
Yeah, man. So anyways, she's seen us come up, bro. And you know what I mean? It's a sunny day. And I remember, I just had to, air something out. But I was so excited. And this is where you ruin the kid's dream.
This is where you ruin the kid's dream. Hold on. I don't remember this part. What?
This is where.
God damn.
You take something from a kid.
Right.
Move into a new apartment. Bro, we had, in our apartment, we had one bathroom. If you're lucky, we could use our parents. When did you?
No, that's luxury. Yeah, hell no.
Luxury, bro. They had pink walls. Our shit was white. We had three bathrooms now. I'm like, yo, I can choose where to do this.
Real talk.
Upstairs. I'm here. Yeah.
I was on the main floor already, so I said, whatever.
This is where it's going down.
How Monaco
it's
was
the main
like,
one.
It's the main floor, what?
Main bathroom.
I'm the main nigga. Yeah. Like, yo, I'm doing this shit, man.
That's fair.
This is the main event.
That's fair.
When did we move to Monaco?
I remember specifically 50 just dropped in the club.
03. So that would make me...
About 9.
8, 9. Anyways, man, I used the bathroom in there and I just didn't pop the window. Again, I'm a kid from an apartment. I don't know about
aromatics and airflow and shit. Nigga.
I don't know about airflow,
gotta
man.
Gotta take a shiz, nigga. That's it. Real talk.
9-year-old taking the shiz, man. Like, I remember when I opened that door... Richie was
fucking
dog. The whole crib dank, man. I think
we saw the main.
Yeah,
it was the main. It was the front entrance bathroom.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
It was the first thing
right at the door.
Dog, but I think I had the door open for a minute. Again, I'm a kid and learn these things.
Right.
Close the door, fan, open the window, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man, my poor Aunt Richie had to come over.
See the Oldsmobile pulling up, hitting the drivers.
Right after he took his shit, she pulled up.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
And she was just like, oh, man, what a sweetheart. She just didn't say anything. We couldn't deny that fucking that reek.
Couldn't deny it, bro. It was just awkward. It was something in the air, all right.
I was there.
Man, multiple occasions, man. I figured it out though, but so that's I had my situations with ply. Just bringing it back, man. Yeah. But
Man, how many plies do plies ply with?
You know
what
I mean? Oh,
how many plies ply?
Five ply. There's five letters ply? In this word. Yeah,
you think? You think you're a five ply man?
I'm gonna give him a five.
I feel like we gotta ask him.
Yeah, if I ever see him.
If we ever get a chance to meet him.
Yeah, for sure.
Plies, I gotta know.
Or someone out there, if you meet him first,
ask him.
What's your ply count, ply? Maybe we just make this a TikTok and.
That's how he gets it.
My day can be ruined with one ply, I will say.
I haven't experienced one ply in a little minute still.
I've had bad experience. I don't like to use a bathroom outside of my house. I don't even like to use it at my friend's house. I probably would never even use it here, just out of respect.
Yeah, I don't want to be a pest. Like, I'm a, you know what I mean? I don't want to be a fucking pest.
If it was crazy.
Yeah, if it was crazy, then you're my friend, that's to understand.
Yeah,
yeah,
of course. I'll let you know, though. I'll tell you.
Because y'all could rock. Okay, y'all were free to rock.
Yeah, yeah. I know you would feel okay with it, yeah.
Yeah. First off, whenever someone takes their hand out their pocket to go like this, they mean what they say. Just know that. Life lesson.
Y'all. Yeah, my homies, y'all.
Do what y'all want to do, man. But you know what I mean? It's there comes a time where you're outside and you're like, okay, we got to do this. And it's always the one ply on the road. It's just not soothing, man.
Yeah, but they're not trying to have you shit in there.
No, but it's reasons as to why I don't like the ply.
Right, right, yeah.
Because I know where you're going.
It links you to that experience.
You know what I mean?
Okay, word.
Like if anybody's like using that in these dirty, nasty fucking bathrooms, they're disgusting. If anybody has to use these, it's an emergency.
Yeah.
It's big news.
Yeah,
for sure.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They deserve at least a 3-ply.
Yeah.
The 1-ply is crazy. You got an emergency, you dealing with this fucking film, nigga. Barely toilet paper.
But when you get more plies, do you be kind of like conservative with it, or you just still run it?
Yeah, I'm conservative.
I learned the hard way. Yeah, you got to
conservative.
You got to conserve real tough.
You know, I've been in there for a little bit now. I did.
Hold on, you TP watching, partner?
I did.
He watching the toilet paper.
But only because I know, I feel it. So I'm like, this is good shit. And then I looked under. I didn't realize that it was where the washing machine was at. So I look underneath and I'm like, oh, ain't no more here. Because I would keep it underneath the sink. Yes. Most people do that.
Yeah.
So let me just, you know. So I took a shit. So,
nice.
Yeah, I took a shit. It was,
in my crib.
Yeah, at your crib. I did.
That's what's up, man.
If I'm staying days, then I'm not going to ask.
Yeah, I know what we eating.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Exactly. So, you know, I go with the TP and I wipe and it was clean. And I felt like, damn, I wasted a 5-ply. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, as long as you enjoyed it.
I felt like like, damn, I flush it. It was like a memorial.
I thought you were watching like how much toilet paper I was using.
No, once I found it, I was like,
You thought he was watching your roll?
Yeah, I thought he was like saying, yo, I just seen this roll yesterday.
It do go quick, though. I'm going to say that.
Nigga, man.
That's what's up. Fair is fair.
Take as much as you
nigga,
need.
Man, yeah.
Travon type of nigga, but he's courteous, though, because he'd be like, you gotta get in.
Yes.
Want to go first?
I said, you need anything in here?
I always say, you got to brush your teeth and shit.
Trust me, do that first. The last topic of that, all right? I remember this is one time I really had to use the bathroom, and I had a choice. I was in my room. I was in Japan, okay. And I had a choice to do it in the hotel room.
Where you're staying?
Yeah.
For the sink?
Whoa. No. Where did you get that from?
How many? Okay, go ahead.
Nah, okay. Let me break this down. Mm. In Japan, they didn't really tell me that the hotel sizes were hamster sizes. Like, for real, like, maybe one hotel room is like 50 square feet.
Damn.
Including the bathroom. Damn. Remember I told you, I'm like, dog, this fucking bed is so small. Feet hanging off. Like,
you didn't see the images?
Nowhere to put. The images look beautiful. But that's just how they rocking it.
Square footage was undisclosed?
No, undisclosed.
just come on down.
Bro, I wouldn't have got that. Like, it was crazy. No windows. No windows, too. The AC is weird. You know when you travel far, like, certain places, like, this hotel was, maybe I just chose a bad hotel.
And it had a fan?
It had a fan, but it was one of those joke things.
Joker fans. Okay.
Straight joke things.
Just noise.
Mm-hmm. Noise. It just does. It's just hot. I had to run cold water in hopes that I'd
cool the place down.
You know, something, bro. So I had to do something. I'm just like, yeah, honestly, I don't want to do it in this room. I'm going to go explore. Let me check out the hotel. Let me see what kind of bathrooms they got here. Whatever. To this day, man, the most peaceful, beautiful, exquisite experiences ever.
Nice.
Wow.
On the fucking, like, 80th floor.
Nice.
All glass bathroom. It's in the nighttime. You see it down the hallway. It's like glass, black doors that you can't see on the other side. Whole city view. I'm looking. I'm like, there's no way. This is perfect. I open the door. Fucking see.
Welcome, Trayvon.
It like sinks in a little bit. Like, cheeks to go. Damn, man. This cup's perfect.
Yo, it was beautiful, man.
Damn,
beautiful.
That's
whole city view while I was doing my thing.
Nice.
Seat warmer. It was a bidet. I didn't use a bidet at the time because I was new to it. Beautiful. I didn't even plant the toilet paper down. I said, yo, this is clean.
Yeah. This is it. Yeah. Wow.
That's beautiful. It's beautiful. Those, it's those moments, man.
Beautiful,
nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
We got to cherish those moments.
Nice.
Real talk.
Nice. Thank
you.
For
damn, how long you spent on that?
Oh, I was in there for like an hour, dude. Dog, I was not leaving, bro. It was just so nice. And they had the jazz music playing.
Your limbs weren't numb and shit.
No. Perfect height.
Nice.
Perfect
nice.
Height.
Great angle.
Your knee. Perfect. I know you have a troubled knee, no?
Perfect good, height.
Eh? That's what's up.
I'm beautiful. Telling you guys.
Love that.
Hella leg space.
Nice.
I promise you, if we ever go to Japan, we go back to, I know exactly where it is. Exactly. It's a rooftop bar. Nice. That's why they steezed it up a little bit.
Mm. Trevon, did you cut your beard?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, it looks smaller, man.
A little bit. Yeah, I cut it down.
Nice. What was that? How, why?
I just lined myself up and said, I'm just going to cut some off.
Take a bite.
Take a bite. I think I'm always inside, so you can't really like notice it. And it was getting long. And I'm like, yo, fuck, what do you even want to do with this?
Yeah.
Looks so annoying.
It's a good opportunity to reshape your face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Seth Rogen talks about this.
Yeah.
I'm like, yo, that's very true. You can shape your face.
Yeah.
Get that chisel you always wanted.
I can go V. I can go straight V on them.
Because I'm kind of baby chin. You know the shape of your chin?
I don't know. I'm afraid to find out sometimes.
You got a good chin.
Yeah, I got a great chin.
You squared up. That's form right there.
Thank you.
That's just form, man.
You got to respect a good chin.
Yeah.
It's going to get better, though. I'm going
to. That's what's up. You ever see them bites and chew them chin bites? Them chin?
What's a chin bite?
The chin exerciser?
No.
You haven't seen that shit?
No.
Come on, Sheldon.
Nah, I haven't.
Y'all remember the crimson chin?
Yeah. For sure.
It was definitely a bully when people called someone a crimson chin in school.
Neck and jawline exerciser, double chin reducer.
Oh, it makes your jaw stronger?
Hell yeah, more chiseled up. Look at the science.
Them niggas doing that.
It's just legit, bro.
What?
Them niggas doing that slap shit probably be on this.
Yeah.
She getting chinned up.
Yeah, getting chinned
before
up.
Before the big game.
Yeah.
Isn't it crazy that we kind of mentioned that and now it's like a big, big thing?
Mm-hmm.
Like now I'm like, bro, this was like a hidden underground thing. So I mean, congrats, I guess I'm getting...
Because it's been around.
Yeah, it's been around.
Damn. I remember laughing at those videos.
Why would you do this?
Niggas are improving their chins across the nation.
Wow.
For chiseled jaws?
Wow.
That's what's up. I can respect that though, man.
Yeah, I do. I could.
Yeah.
Good. Some people just have chiseled jaws, man.
Thing, man. I remember I watched a vlog of this girl do jaw surgery. So she did like a... whole thing, like going, getting it, recovery, da da da. And it was crazy because in the end, she didn't like it.
Oh, God.
Bro, she did like a thing and like saw that her jaw was out of line and.
Nigga, I'll be back at the hospital with my crooked jaw.
Yeah. On the fucking ass. Bro. I did the ointment. No, I'm not. You're not. That's the thing about surgery, man. You're not putting me to sleep.
I gotta be over your shoulder, like, hey,
what you doing with my spleen?
Symmetry,
brother?
Man. Symmetry.
Not even that. I went somewhere totally different, man. Like, leave that kidney alone.
Where you at? I thought you said you went to El Salvador for that shit.
No, I'm just saying any hospital they put you to sleep, someone can have a bat door just saying, listen, you're this top doctor.
Real fast.
Give me a kidney, man. They're going for 20. They're going for a quarter key.
No, you're right. And what can you do? You got to watch as a spirit, nigga. Just watch them take your shit. Like, damn, you motherfuckers walking around. Gain consciousness, nigga.
Fuck you up.
I wonder if you could be like, yo, I need my partner in the.
What y'all doing right now?
What's that shit?
It's a knee surgery. Why are you in his back?
Man, I wonder if niggas go under for like just serious tattoos. Like, I just can't take the pain, but I want this badass fucking tat.
Yeah, they
full
do.
Full body.
They
do. You think so?
They do. 100%. 100%.
Anesthesia. Really?
If you're going like a full like a chest.
Like, really?
Full,
you go across
like,
your shit,
chest and stomach.
You just, You wake up, nigga. You want to fuck, nigga? Bear key, motherfucker.
Screaming. Yeah, Japanese people like the tattoo, like their ass, like straight down to their feet.
Yakuza vibes.
Yeah. So I respect that shit.
I imagine if they're doing that one shot, you're going to sleep.
One shot.
But I don't know because like I feel like Japan and Japanese culture, even Chinese culture, like there's pride in the pain, you know? There's pride in the process.
Yeah.
And like getting that is like just as important as how it looks.
This detail, dude.
How do you like in there? Like,
you gotta put me asleep for that.
Yeah, you might.
He needs your support to like hold yourself up. And he's gonna be like folding you up like a turkey, nigga.
Bro, I'd just be ready. I would camouflage or something. Oh, that's tough. I respect it. That's a lot of ink.
That's a lot, bro.
Like, I just think about how much ointment you're gonna need.
Full body Vaseline, just a tub of
minute.
Literally, I put myself in a tub.
Man, you brought up the slapping shit, motherfucker.
Yeah, fuck.
That's crazy. It's kind of, you know what I mean? Almost embarrassed by humanity sometimes. I'm like, this is what we've come to? Niggas just smacking the shit out of each other?
To me, I thought UFC was the top. I thought this is enough.
Yeah.
Bare knuckle boxing. I'm seeing blood. I'm seeing.
This is almost worse.
This is worse. Yeah, this is worse.
Stand right there.
No defense.
No defense. Just eat a fucking slap. Just eat it. Like,
in your mouth.
Bro, like, I don't know. To me, both mans are losers, if you ask me. Like, it's not impressive to me you could take a slap. That's not impressive.
Whoever put this fight together is the winner here.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Fuck you.
Yeah, nigga, ourselves.
Let me sign you.
Throw him a little six stack.
Fucking knocked out.
Yeah.
Backhand. You out of backhand and shit?
It's up to you. It's however you want to do it, I think.
I'd put some dust on the floor, 360 swing, and tell the security guard to spin me. I gotta get creative.
A little slingshot.
I watched one where the bro, he got slapped, and he's like, because there's a crowd there, so he gets slapped, and he's like, eat that. And he's just like hyping up to the crowd, and I'm like,
nah, man.
it's still powder on your face. And I bet you, because that's such a new, not a new thing, but like, it's like newly getting big, you probably don't get a lot of money.
Oh, hell no. I think
the reviews and the ratings, it could be a slime of game.
It could.
Oh, hell yeah.
It gotta get
like
gotta
a lot
get
of games.
Yeah.
You paying anyone anything?
How much y'all making? Y'all putting on the show for free?
That's whips. I stumbled on another league.
A league?
It's a whole thing, man. Yeah, it's official.
Oh my God, I see this show.
Wait, what?
Whip scraps, man.
They're fighting in the whip.
It's whip wrestling.
It's technique, though. Yeah, it's
isn't working.
He's fighting. Bro, I'm standing up. It's back into the roof.
What kind of car is that?
Center.
Mini Cooper, is it?
Is it?
That's a Mini Cooper? Cooper? Oh, Toyota.
Oh, you put this.
Oh, you could use the whip.
Oh, nice.
Can I use the seatbelt?
Whatever.
Oh, he's standing up.
Oh, he's.
Wait, when does this come on?
I've. Now trying to show and you gotta take off your seatbelt.
Yeah. That's probably the first thing you would do.
I love. It's like jump ball.
Yeah.
The ref should be in the trunk. I don't feel safe with him. In the back. I mean, in the side right
outside.
There.
That's crazy.
Yeah, no, that's definitely interesting.
Yeah, that's something else, man. Goddamn.
Oh, man, let's check this one out.
See, Zay Tovin, that's my name. I've been f***ing him forever.
Soldier.
Did they echo the yell? Did you echo the yell? Who's responsible for the yeah echo?
I ain't good to yeah.
I'm trying to help my boy out, because there's no way he meant what he said.
Run that back real quick.
See, Zay Tovin, that's my name. I've been f***ing him forever.
Yeah, what do you mean by that?
Maybe there's a whiff that got lost and muddied up. I've been effing with him forever.
He didn't have enough space, and he's just like, yeah, just let's. They don't know what I mean by this.
Shave a word. Do you think Zay Tovin was involved in the...
He made the beat.
You know, don't be like, hey, man, you can't be doing that on my songs, man. I worked hard on this one. That's how you go start off.
I did.
I have a dilemma.
What the hell's that?
So, you know, we in the O. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
People catch on, we're in the O, and I guess certain DMs. Someone DMs me and says, hey, Trey, been a fan forever, and you know what I mean? Just nice to see you here. It's time for me to open my arms. Says, like, yeah, I fly a plane. Like one of them 2-3-seater planes that we'd be seeing.
That's an interesting hookup, man.
He said, I got a plane. He said, let me take you for a ride.
Whoa, he raised you up.
He raised me.
He raised
How
you
many
up,
air miles still? He got, man?
I don't know, but that boy, it, like, videos of him whipping his plane.
Nice.
And What's I up? Thought about it, man. I'm afraid.
Go.
Little planes, man. I don't know about little planes. You always see them little planes on highways and shit. Getting down, you know what I mean? Getting down.
Yeah,
shit.
Right.
It's kind of falling down.
It is kind of sketchy, actually. You don't even know.
You don't
even
know.
The private jets, which are bigger than little baby planes.
Mm-hmm. Private jets, yeah.
You know what I mean?
This is just a 2-seater plane. Like, I'm going across the country.
But it could be magical, man.
I'm enticed, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, you know, I bet it's,
man, you get to wear these.
It would probably get me. I'm not going.
It's the only reason why I want to go.
So I've been thinking about aviation.
No particular reason.
No, I don't know, man. I think I'm afraid still. I feel like I'd have to chill with him for... If you're watching it, we're going to have to chill for like 2 months, bro.
Yeah, I was about to...
Yeah.
We're going to have to go to the gym and shit.
Yeah,
we're gonna, I got to know
take
what you
me out to dinner and shit, yeah.
Yeah, you...
fly me to dinner.
Your whole story. I wonder if Pilot's got like a flight mixtape. They just, wow. Their dad's on the ground just getting there.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Doing little flips and fucking dips and shit. A landing. Let me see a landing. Let me see a landing. Let me see a landing.
Yeah.
Let me see a takeoff. Right.
I'm scared of a United flight landing.
Right.
I don't even trust a nigga driving me.
I don't trust
what we're doing in the air.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the air?
Flight mixtape is hard.
But I'm going to ask, like, where can we go? How far can we go? Because if I see a menu.
What you mean?
If I see a menu about 3 hour drive from you. But a 20-minute flight.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
I was like, listen, man. Hey, yeah. Your phones. You kind of gotta go try them.
Hey, man. Put your plane gas in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
How much plane gas go
I
for?
Bet they're going up, too.
Mm-hmm. It's probably a lot.
Pilots, I mean, fuck,
I think
man,
you have to pay for that.
Crazy.
Like, hell yeah. Like, when you get a PJ and shit, like, that's in the fee, like, for the fuel.
Yeah.
It's expensive, man. Fuck.
Shit, man. Yeah, I don't know. I doubt I'm going to do it still.
You going to trust AI driving and shit? Them Uber helicopters?
That's the first thing.
I feel like I could trust AI. I could do that. AI helicopter.
Yeah.
I think there's less shit up there. You know what I mean? In the air, it's just, you're just going, really. Put some sensors on that shit.
Just malfunctioning.
Trust. Yeah, you know what I mean?
You know what I'm saying?
I think I would do that.
We found a bug in our.
Yeah.
In our
true.
Fucking
code. But don't they do.
What is, start dipping
what is that shit? Autopilot?
Yeah.
Isn't that the same shit?
Same thing.
But there's a man there to just say, all right.
True. I'm taking over.
Yeah. There's a
style.
Human there.
Yeah.
I need someone there to say, all right, listen. Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, is flight without Denzel?
Real talk, man.
Amen.
Real talk. You left it up to AI. They're out.
Denzel.
That was a good film, nigga. Right. Like, I don't understand the flight hate, man.
Wait, people hate on it?
Hell yeah, motherfucker.
I think it's probably. Really? Yeah, I think it's probably just because, like, maybe they.
People are bigging it up very heavy.
Just the situation kind of fucked though. Like bro on crack and shit. Why he?
That's
a story. We're in a world.
We're in a world.
In DZ's world.
You too serious.
Do whatever, bro. Just flying a plane, right. Fucking upside down, guys.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Come on.
He can be an alcoholic, nigga.
He can be an alcoholic.
It's much more normal, nigga. You know what I mean? This is where we're at.
And is that like I didn't know that was a known thing? Like cocaine sobers you up.
I didn't know that.
I wouldn't.
Like I wouldn't
have heard. Actually, I only heard from that film. Actually.
No, I've heard it many times after that.
After that,
like,
dude,
I was like,
why do you do coke?
Sober me up.
I'm just trying to, so I got work in 2 hours. No, but I've seen it, like, after I've heard that, I'm like, oh, shit. Like, I've seen it in movies used again. I'm like, oh, okay, sick. Mm. But, I thought it was a great film.
Yeah, I did too.
Even in Backlife, his backstory and all that. No, great, great film. I'm saying, yeah.
Man, imagine you doing coke and somebody asks me, what do you do with all this energy? How do you do it? Like, what do those people say? And truthfully, they're just off that run.
Yeah.
Grapes, nigga. Maybe in the interviews and shit, lying.
Self-help. Exercise.
Oh, just fucking under the table, just fucking shaking and shit.
He got that fucking baby powder on
him. He got that Yeti. Man, if I seen a Yeti, I'd probably ask him, like, how's it been? You feel me?
What you on, man?
What you been on, man? Like,
how you stay out the way?
You know what I'm saying? How you stay? I got some questions.
Yeah, how you stay out the way, brother?
Man, I think if I could talk to any animal, like I'd have some really good questions. Like if I can have a conversation with my dog.
You do have conversations with
him. You see me having a conversation, but I don't get nothing back. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I need words.
It's true.
Words, bro. Like,
come over here and kiss me on my hot mouth.
What is up with that?
When you're being bad boy.
Why did you do that?
What daddy do? You know what I mean? I feel it. And it's sometimes like they're just like I feel like they're a hair away
they're
from
right
the standard.
There,
they're like,
yeah.
Fucking, I grasp the sentiment. You know what I mean?
You know what I'm saying?
Thumbs up.
Mm-hmm. You know my energy's off
you know
right
what
now.
Yeah.
I'm not always like this, man. Like,
and they respond bad. They got the tail down and shit. Mm-hmm. They know, but
it's
they just,
true.
You know what I mean? The words. I'm just like, yeah, I need it back.
What are you going to say? And I've always wondered with every pet I had, I'm like, yo, what voice would you have?
It's pretty scary, actually.
What
you ever hear
voice?
What a fucking chimpanzee supposedly would sound like?
What do you mean?
Man, real talk, man. The guy. Ever imagine what a monkey would sound like if it could speak?
Yes.
And this is a totally legit source, by the way. Researchers of Princeton University may have found out.
Dog.
You know why this isn't breaking news?
This is 6 years ago.
They used a monkey's grunt to simulate the monkey's vocal range.
Marry me, marry me, marry me, marry me, marry me, marry me, marry me.
I noticed the headphone removal.
I don't want to hear that shit.
Yeah.
That is
Planet of the Apes.
Scary, man. I hate that I heard. I hate that I heard that.
Maybe you don't want your dog to talk to you.
Fuck no, you man. I was thinking a British accent or something.
Sorry.
Sorry for the mess. Man, that shit.
My apologies. My dearest apologies.
Dog, that is fucking hilarious.
Yeah, yeah, you want to hear that shit.
Yeah, no, not that. That's just scary, man.
Damn. My bad. I buried that shit in your subconscious. Yeah. It's always in the back of my shit haunting me.
Man, the thing is, man, I can relate to that, man, because why don't you go check out that duck clip I sent, man?
Oh,
I'd be thinking if a duck could, you know, have a laugh like this. Anything's possible, man.
You said this is your proof that reincarnation exists because that's a human laugh?
Yes, sir.
No way.
Like, what the fuck? If I was like down bad, yeah, and I see these ducks are laughing at me, I'm like, nah, like I'm
blowing shit out, nigga.
I'm out of here.
Dog, that was a human's laugh.
Damn.
If Brooklyn did that after he shot, I mean, all right.
Like, what are you
Go.
Oh, hell yeah. That's a little man in there, man.
Yeah, that's a man, bro.
That's crazy.
He just found out what kind of factor he at. Yeah. That's the only way to laugh about the fans.
Oh, y'all gonna eat me and shit. After all I've done, come and try, fuckers.
Oh, man, that's hilarious. Man. Sometimes, yeah, that's like some Joker shit, man. Like, so fucking.
Nah, really, dead ass.
You're just laughing, bro.
That isn't a scary movie somewhere.
Yep.
Jordan Peele about to use that.
Yeah.
The dumb.
Crazy.
Suddenly inspired. Man, this took me for a loop too, man.
Mm-mm.
What did it say? It threw me for a loop?
I didn't even hear that.
Yeah,
I don't know how scientifically this is possible. Why she pronounced this fucking word? She's trying to say blunt.
I'm just trying to roll a fucking blunt. These motherfuckers over here are fucking dry humping and shit.
Excuse me?
What the fuck is y'all doing?
I'm just trying
to roll a fucking blunt. What the fuck is y'all doing? I'm just trying to roll a fucking blunt. And these motherfuckers over here are fucking dry humping.
Yo, every single time.
What the fuck is y'all doing?
Blunt.
I'm just trying to roll a fucking blunt. And these motherfuckers over here are fucking dry humping.
It sounds like somewhere New Yorkish.
What the fuck is y'all doing?
One more time.
I'm just trying to roll a fucking blunt. And these motherfuckers over here are fucking dry humping and shit.
California.
Yeah.
What the fuck is y'all doing?
Nah, I want to find the original video and like hear her say something else, because that can be the only word she said like that.
Sometimes people just got that one word that just...
Yeah.
Everyone has that, actually. Yeah, I can't really remember. Some people, some names...
Me?
You fuck up like 40,000 times.
Yeah,
our boy just couldn't for some reason. He couldn't say sausage for the life of him.
Really,
oh God,
bro,
yeah.
He looked like perfect English until he gets the sausage. Sausages. So yeah, I'll take a one sausages. Sausage. Sausages.
Fuck.
Beating his ass.
Sausage.
I'll leave it at that. Yeah. That's like me with bagel.
You struggle with that shit,
bro? I can't say bagel.
The end isn't the problem. It's allegedly. I catch myself saying bagel.
It's bagel.
Bagel.
Just big A.
Bagel?
Bagel.
It's bagel, yeah.
Bagel.
It's supposed to roll the A.
Bagel.
Yeah. Bagel.
Bagel.
You just move past the A. Yeah.
Bagel.
Then you don't spend too much time with A.
Bagel.
Not a bagel, yeah.
Bagel.
I'm finna bag the bagel.
Yeah. Amen. Y'all motherfuckers, they had bagel day at school. Y'all ever participate?
Yeah, I did. Because they got it from a good bagel factory.
Really?
Never had bagel.
I thought I was all across the nation.
Mm-mm.
I was talking to Sam. She was like, yeah, same shit.
She bagel. Had a bagel?
Really?
She had bagel day.
Mm. Maybe I missed it. Shit, I don't know.
What kind? You remember?
We had pizza.
Pizza day.
Mm-hmm. Pizza day.
Domino's sponsored?
No, it was a slimmer one. I think I want to say it was like Pizza Depot or something. Or Geno's. One of those ones around the ends, you know?
It's legit.
Yeah.
We used to have a strawberry cream cheese applied on your bagel.
That's a fucking problem.
Oh, yeah, strawberry cream. Yeah.
Yeah, remember that?
That's
yeah,
that a fucking on. Problem.
You remember that?
Yeah. Stupid.
I've had it before.
I think TH okay. still got it.
Yeah, the Horton got it.
Yeah.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
Damn, nice.
It's over there.
T Horton, man, he got that shit on lock.
I remember Popeyes, they still have a pie, but it's cream cheese and strawberry.
Oh, wow. Oh, like so a passion good. Flake.
Yeah.
I don't exactly. need those problems, man.
Nice. Yeah, I don't need those problems, so man. Good. I'm trying to be healthy and shit.
Yeah, for sure.
You ever just miss fucking holding a little bag of chocolate milk?
I don't know.
And you press it down and you take the straw and you just.
I know what you're talking about, yeah.
Wait, oh, the triangle.
Remember
ones.
I drank bag milk?
No, they weren't triangle. Yeah, it's like a square bag, like a square pillow. Yeah,
was it like
it was a fucking bag prism? Of milk?
It you was got, very you got a like yellow straw. Oh, it was this shit. Yeah.
You just
yeah,
press
yeah,
on the
yeah,
table
yeah.
and just.
What? I remember a triangle one.
It was a holy disaster a lot of times.
Yeah, because sharp.
That's so inhumane.
Oh my God,
I'm a child of a fucking goat.
Yeah,
did I hear nigga? Fucking little bag of milk for
you. Yeah. Oh my.
Did they have that in the
mirror? Exactly. That.
Yeah. Because you had to get some pressure in that. Holy shit.
The mess youths are always.
Oh.
The desk is ruined.
Yeah. No, I totally remember that. No. And someone would leave a squirt note, man. I'm like, yo, control your bag milk.
Oh, that's bad technique. God, you can't stab it right in the middle.
Yeah, no, you gotta go on a slant. Dog, yeah, they had me, yeah, man, they feed me from the tube, man. I remember that triangle, man, damn. Oh, I guess that's where I'm getting fucked up.
What?
Because you can hold it kind of sideways, and it's fucking like a prism like that, yeah.
Side. That's the word that always fucks me up, sideways.
Sideways?
I always say sidewords.
That makes sense.
Yeah,
thank you.
That makes sense. Yeah. Thank you.
Sidewards, backwards, yeah. Backwards, backwards, forwards. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, left words, right words.
Bro. Bro.
As long as you know
it's towards sideways, something. Yeah.
Yeah.
I went sidewards.
Thank you. Oh my God. This is, I'm going to show her this.
Welcome to Random Order. I got Jermaine to my sideways.
To my other sideways.
Yeah.
You got shut up to the left words, man.
Yeah.
You can say left words, right words. Okay, I'm trying here, brother. I'm
bro,
trying
as
to
humanity,
help.
Though, we discover new words. We discover new,
yeah, we
new
can
problems
freak it, yeah.
that we need words to solve. It's like, yo, we don't really have a sideways thing.
Mm-hmm. You don't
like sideways doesn't really
do its
let's
thing.
Let's hit the words.
Do its thing, yeah.
Everyone's getting on me right. for jamble. I'm like, why? You know
exactly
what
I mean.
Meant.
Yeah.
Hey, Cliff, when did you jamble it?
Jamble it.
When did you jamble it? Everyone said, yeah, when? Wait, what the fuck? That's not a word.
Where did you jamble that word? How did you do that?
How did I
Swift.
Do that?
What?
You asked me how I did it?
Yeah.
Oh, it really came out like that because, like, I'm telling you, my brain was fucked.
Yeah, that was what your brain described.
Yeah, literally my brain.
That was the descriptive sound.
And I do that often. So, like, a lot of times I'll say the if I'm saying two words, I'll say the start of the second letter on the first word. Get me? So if I'm saying, like, laptop phone, I'll put, like, loan. How would you even say that?
What?
Yeah, like a.
So are you trying to
it's
say
like a letter
jumble?
Swap?
Are you trying to say jumble it?
It could
like Bustin' Jeeber.
Yeah.
Like Bustin' Jeeber.
Bustin' Jeeber. But I'll say it so serious. I'm like, yo, you're never say never by Bustin' Jeeber. Yeah. And I'll just be staring at you know, like, what the fuck did I just say?
It was like, what'd you say?
Justin Bieber.
No, you didn't. It's about fucking Bustin' Jeeber. Never lie about it either.
Yeah, no. But like, sometimes like things just happen like that. So I may even try to say like jumble or like whatever. I said
yeah.
jamble.
Jumble
yeah.
and scramble?
Scramble too, yeah. Because you got to scramble it. Oh, I still don't know. It's just, I don't, in my head, I just knew it got mixed.
Yeah.
And I like had to say something quick before he nigga did anything else. Yeah. I'm like, oh, I just jambled
it. When did you jamble it? That's the best I got, my bad.
When'd you do that, man? It was a very direct question.
Facts.
I needed an answer. That's all. That's
Man, other times you mess with your words is when you off that little slizzy.
Mm-hmm.
You might got your little Mickey Mouse with you. Little drinky. If you're at the motherfucking airport, man, you stop by the bar. You been on flights all day. You in first class.
Oh, shit. Oh.
Amen.
No, you're not doing the flight.
Yeah, fix your bags. Fix your bags.
Yeah.
This is when you try to catch a flight, but you already gone. She off that shit.
No, if she falls through, I'm going to feel fucked up. Oh,
nah, that's
bro,
just...
that is crazy. That hill fucked her up.
Sometimes you're not too sure about that.
Yeah.
She's just like, oh.
Yeah. The dip is...
Are you okay?
She didn't even answer him.
Yeah. Can they still let you fly?
Yeah, I'm just going to bed. I won't be a problem. It's like, I just need a seat. That's it.
Yo. Yeah. Oh, she said yes. Okay.
Yeah. Nice.
She said that out the back of her head. Are you okay?
Yeah. Yeah, she didn't even say that.
Embarrassment was too high.
Bro. Yeah, the nigga in the purple said that shit.
Yep,
she talked to him.
She fine. She channeled him. Her spirit got knocked out of her.
Motherfucker,
back off.
Oh my god, I heard you thought you were going skydiving.
Oh shit, she told you,
and you accepted it.
Hell yeah, man. It was my birthday. It was. Big 30 ball.
Yeah. 30 ball.
Everything was just set up for me to just believe this. And, yeah, okay, so.
Are you okay?
The night before I'm editing, yeah, I'm good. Yeah, because, okay, here we go. The night before I'm editing, Symphony's like, you know, you got to be up early tomorrow. Mm. We're doing something. I'm like, all right. Go to bed, wake up early. I'm doing a little work real quick before the day. I'm not doing shit today. Mm. And she's like, all right. Let's go. I'm like, all right, what? Come on, let's go. It's time. I'm like, what are we doing? Skydiving or some shit? She's like, yep. And she just went with it.
Wow.
And then I kept asking her. She's like, yeah. And she's like, you know what I mean? I was asking too many times. Yeah. She kept saying yes. I'm like, all right, and it's a rush. She's like, we gotta be there at 10. Yeah. It's like 9. It's like, all right, so.
That sounds like skydiving.
There's no time to ask questions. Yeah. I just gotta just get my shit together. She's like, all right, just bring light shorts so they're gonna give you the skydiving jumpsuit. I'm like, okay, yeah, that makes sense. That checks out.
Okay.
Bro, I'm like packing my shit off. I'm like, bro, I've spoken specifically on not skydiving and never doing it. Man, that's crazy. I'll never fucking skydive.
Literally.
What are the chances? Wow. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Too much of a chance to die. But then I thought she just did this for my birthday, so I'm not trying to be mean. It's just I don't want to ruin your plans for my birthday.
Ruin my plans. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to fuck you up on my birthday. You know what I mean? So I'm just, all right, we'll go with it. I'm just, fucking, I grabbed my passport, nigga. They're probably gonna need identification, nigga. Just here, right here. I was a Canadian man, 30 years old Canadian man.
Oh my!
I left my
so and so. I was like thinking, shit. I'm like, I can't tell anyone right now. They'd be like, don't go. It's fucking stupid. Like, I don't want too much people worrying. And shit. I need that energy. So I'm just like, I'm just all right. I guess
let's get it.
I'm like jumping out of the plane in my head over and over again. I'm like, I mean, running through the stats and shit. I'm like, I don't really hear about fucking. Skydiving deaths every day and shit. Like, I never, you know, you would have heard, oh, Florida man, you know, he's skydives and dies and shit.
Yeah. I'd have to see
like,
some reviews.
I really hear that. I'm sure these guys are trained professionals. I'm sure they got, pretty sure they got backup shoes and shit. This is all right through my mind. So it's a quiet ass car ride. I don't even know where I was. I'm just like, I'll just do it. I'm just telling niggas after I land on the ground and shit.
Yeah.
And then I'm asking a question. I don't want to ask too much, you know what I mean, ruin it and shit. I'm just, like, they're going to put us in one clump. Are we going down in one clump?
I've seen vids and shit.
I just woke up, by the way.
Yeah.
I'm still waking up here. Yeah. I'm like, I'm pretty sure I've seen people like diving twos and threes. Mm-hmm. And then my concern is like, yo, this is a roll. This is a life. This is a dice roll. And your fucking life is on the line. You know what I mean?
You're going to just.
every single time. So I'm like, yo, I don't want to, you know what I mean? Play Russian roulette twice.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah,
I'm going down
yeah.
in one clump. She's down in another clump. There's too many chances for me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just, you know what I mean? So I'm just asking these questions. Like, yeah, we're fine. We'll be fine. I'm like, okay, cool. Just
six.
Cruising, going. And then we pull up to a spa.
Holy fuck.
But in my head, I already accepted. Y'all, I'm going to jump out of plane. Nigga's going to be good. We're going to be all right.
Yeah.
I just accepted it, and I felt like I fucking jumped out of a plane, and then I got to the spa, and it was just the most fucking relaxed massage I ever had in my life.
Nice.
I'm just like, nigga,
that's
it's a good 100. Birthday on the ground. It's a good day to be on the ground, man.
Damn, that's
that was a thrill.
That's hilarious,
that's
man.
That's hilarious. That's crazy.
That's a good story.
That fucked me up.
That's gonna be a
and
story.
And now
tough,
I'm not gonna. I never fucking go skydiving, nigga. Yeah. Now for sure, they already went. They already.
Oh, I did that.
I already flirted with the idea. That was already too much.
Oh man,
bro said I mentally skydove already.
Bro, I was like thinking, I'm like, yo, should I leave Trevon my bank password and shit on my desk? I was like, I had to my books up, so like, just like scratch down the password or something. Just like, you know how to
leave me a
smooth.
Code. I'll figure it out. So,
my code is one of the fucking password to my password box.
Holy shit! I could imagine. I just never crack it. I'm down bad playing the harmonica.
I know he at least got to fit the ball. You just beating the safe up. What the fucking password, you bitch ass nigga?
Hey, man. That's how it goes, man.
Oh, man. Nah, that's hilarious.
Man, it's been a very swell episode. Facts. Episode 127 of the Random Order Show. Good times, man. Good times. We'd like to wrap it up by saying hit www.randomorder.org. Get merched up. Amen. We got red hot designs coming at you left and right. You don't want to miss it. Mm. We also want to wrap this up with our ring camera video of the week.
Of course.
It's a little classic.
Of course.
You might have seen this shit.
I've never seen this shit.
Oh, yo. Pussy. Wait, I come so fast, bro.
This is when you bend a corner.
His guts are in his back.
Yeah, that's bad, man. That's bad. That's bad.
Don't look at his house.
I feel bad for him.
Yeah, yeah, that's good. Not his crib. Oh, man.
That's not his base. That's his right back.
No, yo, one's gonna help.
Nah, that's crazy. Yeah,
rewrite it. Last time.
I don't know why he's coming in so hot.
Yo, we can't show this.
Yeah, no, the rest is bad.
Yo, hold on. Pause it last time. One more time, but just let's pay attention to this nigga sounds like a jet. Do you guys not hear the
missile? Real talk, coming in hot.
This is right there, bro.
Yo, hey, man, honestly, I wouldn't wish on any child, man. Yeah, I hope my man is doing. I'm sure he's about 22. Nigga drives a nice car. His life is alright.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
His chest still probably hurts right here. Yeah, yeah. When you do this. But I'm sure he's.
Jeez,
I'm sure he's A-okay, man.
Yeah, man. Slow down on the electric bikes. Don't charge them all the way, dude.
Oh, that's electric.
Yeah. Holy shit.
Yeah, you gotta read that manual, man.
Yeah.
Real talk.
Oh, fuck.
We out.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.